is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, O my soul. You know, we have so much to be thankful for. Put up your hand if you're alive and well this morning. Amen. Amen. Put up your hand if you're glad that God's on the throne.
Yeah.
There is so much stuff going on that we need to be glad that God's on the throne. He's in control.
Amen.
I will test some of your age today. Some of what you've been listening to as far as songs go. And I'm going to hum and maybe try and sing a little song later on. For those who know it, please join in, because that won't make me sound so bad. Today's devotional came out of my prayer time last Sunday. You know, Gregory challenged us a couple of weeks ago that we need to spend time praising God. You know, we need to kneel or stand or whatever, but we need to spend particular time coming to the Lord. Last Sunday morning, I got quite a download, so let me just read a little bit. And our Father who art in heaven, show me your ways. This is me talking to myself, but I write it down a bit. Your view is so much greater than mine. Today, right now, I exalt your name, I praise you, because nothing is hidden from your sight. He sees everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. He sees it all. Thank you that you are compelling me to get my house in order. This is the Father speaking to me. Whatever that means, all right. For me, tidy up, finish off projects, make the place easier to look after, be unencumbered. They were some of the things that I felt the Spirit of God was talking to me about. Lord, I want to walk in the calling, operate in the office, take up the commission and be faithful to the ordination. And there's some history there. For some of you who know me, that makes sense. Father God, I feel that I'm a long way from where you want me to be, is what I was saying. Help me, Lord, I pray, to get back on track and put first things first. There's a lot of grey noise around there. What's grey noise? Grey noise is background noise. It's voices. It's what are you listening to? What are you reading? What are you focusing on? Because those things, they say when you're teaching someone to learn how to drive, go where you're looking. So that's why you've got to keep your eyes out in front of it. Because if you look over that way, guess which way you're going to go? But the road mightn't be there. That could be problematic. I ask you today, Lord, that you would burn in within me a fresh understanding of all of these things. The call, the commission, the ordination and the office. Father, I feel like I'm a long way from the place that you want me to be. Help me, Lord, I pray, to get back on track, put first things first, and get rid of the restrictions that I have put on me, and to be aware of the shackles that the enemy has put on me and how to deal with them. Sometimes we put stuff on ourselves. Sometimes we say, yeah, we can pick up and do that, yep. But sometimes we should be saying no. Who's ever said, yep, pick me, we can fix that? And then worked out a little bit later on that was the worst decision of your life and you shouldn't have said that. Did I see anyone, or is it just me? Whoever wished that they could suck the words as the words were going out, yeah. Let me go, let me suck those back in. Because sometimes the things we say can get us into trouble. The Bible says that life and death are in the power of the... Nope, close. life and death are in the power of the tongue. So if life is not coming off your lips, what's the opposite of life?
Death.
Correct. If life is not coming off your lips, it's death. So what is your confession? What has been my confession? What is your self-talk like? What's my self-talk? I go and say, Father, your view is so much better than mine. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Help me to walk in your ways with a greater purpose, with a greater focus, and not just float along. Sometimes we just, you know, any old dead fish can float downstream. But to go against the current, you've got to put some action to it. There's an old song called Show Me Your Ways. And it goes a bit like this. Show me your ways. If you know it, sing. That I may walk with you. Show me your ways. I put my hope in you. The cry of my heart is to love you more, to live with the touch of your hand, stronger each day. Show me your ways. That's my cry. Is it yours? Dangerous. But the Father wants to touch us. He wants to use us. He wants to empower us. He wants us to stop listening to the lies that we listen to. He wants us to stop listening to some of the stuff that we listen to. He wants us to turn the television off. And he wants us to open our Bibles and read and learn and listen and walk and talk in his ways. We can get into a rut doing the same old things. God doesn't want us to survive. He wants us to thrive. He wants us to thrive. I could get into a little trouble here. Being a farming community, and I'm a city slicker. So, here we go. What do we need in able to enable us to thrive? Water. Are we drinking the right thing? Food. Are we eating the right things? Or are we deficient and do we need a salt lick? Sometimes we may not get all the right minerals and all the right stuff into us, and we may have to go up to that old salt lick that's hanging there and give it a bit of a lick and get the things that we're missing. What is missing in our lives? Sunshine, S-U-N, shine, for the spellers, or S-O-N, shine. We need to position ourselves. If we're in the shadows, we will not thrive. Wind. Who gets wind? Can I see those hands, please? We need the wind of the Holy Spirit. We need the wind to strengthen our roots. Holy Spirit wins. Trials will come. Mm-hmm. If you're taking notes, write it down. They will come. They will come looking for you. When you give your heart to Jesus, and someone says, give your heart to Jesus and all your troubles will finish. No, that's when they start. Because you can't do the stuff you used to do. It's called conviction. You can't do the stuff you used to do. know that when the winds of adversity are blowing on us, that there is a blessing. Because our roots are being strengthened. If we build upon the rock, Jesus, we will never be shaken. Finally, you all wait for that. Finally, you've nearly done. Finally, after all the blowing has subsided and you've survived, we need the rain to come and feed us. Or, alternatively, I was talking about the R-A-I-N. We need the R-E-I-G-N, the reign of Christ in our lives. So there you have it. Sounds easy. But if it was so easy, everybody would be doing it. May God bless you as you push in prayer and ask Him to show you His way. There's another old song. Rain in me, sovereign Lord, rain in me, rain in me, sovereign Lord, rain in me, captivate my heart, let your kingdom come, establish there your throne, let your will be done. Reign in me, sovereign Lord, reign in me, reign in me, sovereign Lord, reign in me. Father, I want to thank you for our time together today. Thank you that as Gregory comes to share with us today of what you've placed upon his heart, that it would bless us, Father, that we'd get our knife and fork out so that we could have a meal on the word, Lord, and that we would be nourished and strengthened as he ministers to us this morning. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.